my bone marrow is not making red cells, and your red cells is what puts oxygen in your blood. So anyway, then we went to MD Anderson's in Texas, and they've evaluated it, and they said I'm a good candidate for a stem cell transplant, and they said there's an 80% chance that those they're very successful. They do over 200 a year, and so that's what we're going to go do. And the nice thing about it is a cure. It's just not a treatment.
How long does this process take?
Well, the process takes 3 weeks. Then you got to be available, you know, to the hospital for a few days after that to make sure that you don't get no infections and that those kind of things.
You said they found this during or diagnosed it during session.
Yeah.
Were you running into a lot of not feeling well, tired a lot?
No,
like that?
And that basically short of breath, and then as soon as they found it, they gave me some blood transfusions, and that pretty well cured that problem. So right now I'm just operating just normal. I do get blood transfusions, but the side effects is that, no, you're not sick. You just get tired once in a while.
Did it impact you during the session at all? Were you able
to
do the work?
No, I never did. I never missed a day of session, and I still mow 6 hours a week at home, and when I get done in here, and like today, I'm in the office. So, no, I'm keeping up my regular routine.
Well, let me ask then about the office itself, because I know a lot of constituents contact you for different things. With you being gone, that'll be handled by someone else?
Well, you know, there's logistics has got to be laid out yet, because we're not for sure when that period is I'm going to be gone. But I got a great office. You know, we got research staff right here in our office. My legislative aide, she's worked for us for 12 years. And then Rosenthal and Mitchell and Davidsmeyer and Breyer and all those have said, you know, if it's a constituent that wants to meet with a state rep, that those guys would be available for me.
You've been around long enough, you've seen that before, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've done that before. Whenever Watson went to Afghanistan.
Right, Jim Watson.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and so it was pretty customary. There was a lot of the state reps that set up different hours or days, and if they needed anything. The advantage I got the same employees I've had for years, and as far as constituent work, they can handle most all that.
Now, I was unclear about the timeline. Would you be missing some of session coming up, though, even early next year, possibly?
You know, that, like I said, the logistics haven't been decided yet on all that. If we get started here pretty quick, you know, no, I'd be back for session in January.
So this hasn't changed your thoughts about how long you want to serve in office, things like that?
No, not yet. Like I say, they say it's a cure, and if it wasn't a cure, then I might have to reevaluate. But the stem cell is a cure, and then we can just move on.
This is also, from what I read, the same thing that the Good Morning America host Robin Roberts went through.
Right, right.
She went through the same treatment?
Yeah, she did the same stem cell, and so happens her sister was a match. My sisters weren't, but anyway, I'm not saying it's every day, but it's a lot more common than it was 20 years ago.
Well, since we might not talk to you for a little while you're undergoing this, I guess I should get your thoughts on what's going on in state government at this point. Do you see any big issues that are going to come up here right after the election in the veto session?
Well, you know, I don't see a lot in veto because he's only, what, vetoed 5 bills. I don't see a lot of action in the fall because, as you've been around state government a long time, you realize that if we pass anything in the fall, it takes the 3/5 majority, where if they wait and we have a session right ahead of swearing in, as typical the lame duck session, you can pass it then, and it only takes a simple majority to become effective sooner. So that's what we're probably looking at, any big issues, and that could still be our fracking, that could be the income tax extension, those kind of things.
What about pensions? Anything you think on that?
Well, you know what? I think everybody's sitting around waiting on the court system, so it depends how those rulings are coming out.
Representative Raymond Poe, good luck on this treatment, and hopefully you're back and everything's back to normal for you.
We'll see how it all works out.